Welcome to Come Follow Me On The Go. My name is Kylie, and this podcast is designed for families and children that are in the car and on the go. Each podcast episode, I will be sharing stories and scriptures from the Come Follow Me lesson plans. In addition, discussion questions are provided so families can pause the podcast to discuss and grow closer to Christ and closer together as a family while you are in the car and on the go. Okay, welcome to Come Follow Me On The Go. This week we are exploring Hebrews chapters 1 through 6, and we're going to start in chapter 1. And I wanted you guys to think about if you've ever had the chance to build and play with cup foams. When you take two cups, disposable cups, and you like poke holes in the bottom and you run a string to attach the two cups, and then you're able to talk, one person will talk through one cup and one person will put the other cup on their ear, and your voice travels down the string into the other cup and you're able to communicate with each other. This popped into my mind when I read these scriptures because in chapter 1, Paul is teaching or reminding the Hebrews how Heavenly Father communicated with his people in lots of ways, in many diverse ways, but through prophets. And he said, however, most recently, Heavenly Father didn't have to use the cup and the string method, right? He didn't have to use a prophet to communicate with his people. Instead, Christ was on the earth and spoke directly to Heavenly Father's children. In what ways do we receive communication from Heavenly Father now since we do not have Christ on earth? Okay, so we're going to move into chapter 2. This next verse and chapter makes me think of rock climbers. If any of you guys have gotten to go rock climbing and enjoy it or know much about it, I don't know a lot about it, but I do know that rock climbers have to have really strong fingers and really strong grip strength in those fingers. They literally will do exercises to strengthen their fingers so that they can cling to the rock when they're almost completely parallel to the ground. So they'll like weightlift just with their fingers. Or they're trying to do like pull-ups just with their fingers, like just to lift up on just their fingertips. So in chapter 2, Paul gives the advice to the Hebrews to keep a firm grip on the truths we have heard. He says, especially the truths taught by Christ, and those truths have been accurately passed down by those who heard it firsthand. He went on and he said, not only has he taught in word, but all of his words have been validated or proved to be true through the gifts of the Holy Ghost, through signs and miracles. So my questions to you guys are, what do we do? Like, how do we work out to have a strong spiritual grip strength? The other little question that came to my mind is, in what ways have you seen the gift of the Spirit prove truths that Christ taught to you already in your life? All right, so in chapters 3 and 4, Paul teaches about finding rest in Christ. He teaches that we have the same promises as the Israelites. And if you remember, the Israelites are the people that Moses freed from Egypt, and they crossed the Red Sea and they lived in the wilderness for 40 years. So Paul warns us, he said, the Israelites did not receive rest in Christ because of their lack of faith. But he says, we can arrive and find rest in Christ if we hear his word and trust him. So when Paul says we can arrive and find rest in Christ, do you think it's like a final destination on a roadmap and like a timeline, and then we get to have that rest in Christ? Or is it like a tangible nap? We get to like physically have rest in Christ? Or is it an everyday, like emotionally, I can have rest in Christ? What do you think Paul means when he says we can find and arrive at rest in Christ when we listen and hear him and trust him. Okay, so in chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, we learned that, or I should say, Paul says that the word of God, which is Christ, is alive and active, and that he is sharper than any two-edged sword. And he teaches us that he can, like, see our hearts and our minds and our intentions, and there is, like, nothing hidden from him. No animal, no insect, no human. He knows everybody's thoughts and hearts. So how do you think that is a benefit to us? How does Christ use that superpower to help us every day? Okay, so we're still in chapter 4. It's a real good chapter. We're going to do verse 14. Has anyone ever played with oobleck? If you have, I want you to think about it. Oobleck is like cornstarch and water mixed at certain ratios. And if you think about how that substance felt, sometimes it's a solid, sometimes it's a liquid. If you're kind of playing with it, it'll feel more like a solid. And if you just like hold it, it becomes more drippy and the consistency will kind of slip off your hands or spread out on the table. And in this verse, Paul advises the Hebrews. He says, you now know and have Christ in your lives. And he says, just like oobleck, I should say, he doesn't say just like oobleck, but he says, utilize Christ, remember Christ, and do not let him slip through your fingers. And it made me think of oobleck because if you're not using it, it will just slip through your fingers. So in what way can you daily use Christ so that he is not slipping through your fingers? In verse 15, Paul goes on and he says, we don't have a priest, he's talking about Christ, who's out of touch with reality. He says, like, Christ has been through all the trials, all the weaknesses. He knows temptation. Like, he can relate with us. He knows what you're feeling. So he says, like, in the message, they word it, they say, just walk right up to Christ and be ready to receive what he has to give you, whether it's like mercy or love or forgiveness or blessings. So my question is, are you walking up to Christ and communicating with him and allowing him to give you what he's ready to give you? In chapter 6, if you've ever been at your family dinner table, if someone is not like having good table manners, your parents probably like reprimand them and get after them. And Paul kind of does the same thing here with the Hebrews. He says, like, you guys are acting like children. He's like, I want to teach you more. I want to give you more information. But because your hearts are so hard and you've picked up these bad habits, like the Israelites, of not listening, like truly listening and applying and trusting and loving Heavenly Father in Christ, he's like, I'm still having to give you milk, how a baby gets milk, just the beginning and the simple thoughts of the gospel and truth. He's like, I want to give you the meat. I want to give you the like good stuff of the gospel, but I can't because of your hearts. I just thought this would be fun to like kind of check yourself. Like, where are you at? Are you only able to accept the milk of the gospel? Or are you ready and willing to get the meat of the gospel? What would you rather at dinner? Would you rather steak or would you rather warm milk? And that's all you get. That is all that I have for this week. Thank you for joining me. I hope that your families were able to grow closer together and closer to Christ while you were in the car and on the go.